to the near post. Messi to the net. Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise. La Punta Rica. It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, I'm flying high tonight. A lot to talk about here. I'm going to start off with just an amazing day down at Texas Children's Hospital. Eileen Dowd and then Amy Savage of St. Thomas Episcopal. Eileen went out, did a kick cancer fundraiser on her own through the school. Gets 90 soccer balls. We went room to room today dropping soccer balls out, led by Eileen Dowd. That is what you call positivity. That is what you call community. And that is how you get in a good mood. It's a nice way to start the afternoon before heading in here to studio. And tonight, Andrew Carlson, we do have a show. Victor Ariza here also is going to come jump in with me here in the first hour. He's going to talk about his visit to LAFC for the LAFC-LA Galaxy game where Zlatan Ibrahimovic... We're going to talk a little bit about that. That was pretty pathetic what he did. It's a shame because of his goal-scoring record in the league. But we have a lot of good things to talk about. And again, what a day down at Texas Children's Hospital. Some of the most courageous little kids. And sets of parents down there. I mean, I meet a guy that's been 30 years in the Air Force. I mean, it's just remarkable. And it is such a wonderful measuring stick to just say, you know, sometimes we all might just have it better than we really think. These types of reminders are out there for all of us. And boy, I was really glad to get that one today. Welcome into Soccer Matters. Lead story of the show tonight, the hiring of Tom Ramos, the new manager of the Houston Dynamo. He will be on the program tonight. Now, this is an exciting move when an exciting young manager, you know, if you know Tom Ramos, you know one of the most technically gifted soccer players ever that the United States has produced. He was born in Uruguay. His father was a professional soccer player. We'll talk about Tab tonight. But he's going to bring the type of football to Houston that fans will want to see. Christian Pulisic hitting for a Premier League hat trick, like I said on prior shows. Do not panic. Understand he is in the toughest league in the world, on one of the top club teams in the world. He's always shown a penchant for success. But like all of us, there's going to be good times, bad times. Led Zeppelin song. All right, so hat trick for him. But what does that do when you look in the big picture? What it does is this. Sets the bar of possibility high. Can you imagine kids all over the United States watching Pulisic score with his left foot, his right foot, and then with his head? Possibility. Kids spilling out after that game into their backyards, kicking a soccer ball around. Thank you, Christian Pulisic. I'm assuming you're excited Dynamo fans with the hire of Tom Ramos. Can I get your opinion on it tonight? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Are you as excited about Tom Ramos' hiring as much as I am? We're streaming at ESPN975.com, podcastarena.com, and on iTunes for the podcasts of this show. We are also going to have on the program another great coach in America, and he is the preeminent coach in the NWSL. His name is Paul Riley. North Carolina Courage again winning the title. They do it in dominating fashion. The game was over in 30 minutes against the Chicago Red Stars and Sam Kerr. Absolute blowout. Dominant. You are going to hear from him tonight, and he is also critical. Listen to me very carefully here. How dare we criticize any U.S. women's national team? He's critical of a bunch of the women's national team players for not coming back to the NWSL and not getting right back in the fold and playing for the club teams. And you're going to hear from him tonight about that. And this is a guy who has the ability and the platform and the success to talk about this stuff. And I agree with him 100%, but he thinks there needs to be a real shakeover up at U.S. Soccer. This is an interview. If you are a women's soccer fan, and I hope you're out there because you ask me for more coverage all the time, and then I bring on differing people in the world of women's soccer, which I am a big fan of. And then I never get any phone calls from any women's soccer fans. So I don't know if you're really out there or it's just three people that are harassing me. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Got back from Austin, Texas. Now, you may not want to hear this, but you're going to hear it anyway. Austin, Texas is buzzing from a soccer perspective. The NBC Fan Fest went there. Absolutely tore it up. They did everything that they needed to do. They wove in the University of Texas women's team who came down, met Tim Howard, had pictures. There were a ton of the groups from Houston going up there. I know Liverpool fans, Wolves. I know Paul LePage from Wolves, I think, was up there. Any of you that went to the NBC Fan Fest, give us a call. Tell us what you thought about it. 713-780-3776. Oh, and also roaming the streets of Austin, Texas, is Alan Shearer, okay? The legendary England striker. Won the Premier League with Blackburn. Alan Shearer, former Newcastle United striker as well, went to the University of Texas, got a tour by Texas soccer coach Angela Kelly. He goes in and addresses the women's team. Now, I'm sure they probably had to Google him and give him a little bit of an intro because most of them were not born. But Alan Shearer, one of the great strikers of all time for England as well. And, it's buzzing. You got a USL team there. You got Austin FC coming in. They're doing all kinds of things. Austin Anthem with Josh Babetsky leading that supporters group. I mean, these guys are reaching out to me. Hey, come to our little party prior to the college soccer game that I was calling on TV for LHN. And they're all out there. They're going to the Texas soccer games. And they're standing behind the goal. And they're getting together. And they're working, you know, through things as they prepare for the entry of MLS in 2021. And there's just a lot going on there. It is really exciting. It is exciting. And we have the capability of all this, too. And we have a lot going on here as well. 713-780-3776. Todd Ramos, new Dynamo coach. What do you think? I'm excited. I think there's so much possibility with Tab. Also, did you go to the Fan Fest in Austin, Texas? 713-780-3776. LAFC, LA Galaxy, the spectacle. What a night for Major League Soccer that was. Epic fail for one Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Some people are going to say, hey, it's okay. He grabbed himself between the legs and, you know, did all that stuff. He's got kids, right? Does he have kids?
I believe so. Yeah. I know he's married.
Yeah. So case closed on my part. I don't need to say anything else. If you got kids and you're doing that publicly, it's a big mistake. Daddy, what were you doing at the game on your way off the field? It's too bad because I think we... You know, we love the Zlatan, the bold, the bravado, and let's not for a second mince words here. That guy scored 30 goals in 28 games, I think Victor Ariza told me. Okay, those are big numbers. You can say what you want. You don't like him. You want him to leave. But if that's the last image of him walking to the locker room doing that, it's pretty pathetic, and it's sad. And I'm as big a supporter of him as possible because, look, some of the goals he scored were goals we've never seen before in MLS. No question. Christian Pulisic starring in the 4-2 win at Burnley. They call it the perfect hat trick. One with your left foot, one with your right. And then he gets in between two Burnley defenders and heads in with his back to goal, kind of, at the near post. He's 21 years old. You, the American soccer fan, yeah, you hit the panic button. So did a bunch of commentators. Establishing yourself at Chelsea in the Premier League, it's not something that happens overnight. And it's not, you don't judge on one game or two games. Ups and downs are part of it, no question. West is set, LAFC Seattle. Do you have any thoughts on that? In the East, it's Atlanta United TFC. All you can say is, Toronto FC, you made a great move. After you lost Victor Vasquez, who was so vital to you, you go out and you find Pozuelo, who had two goals. Game changers. By the way, $3.8 million salary per year for Pozuelo. So if we look at the four teams that are making it to the final, there's big money spent on game changers. So one thing we can surmise from the two conference finals between LAFC and Seattle and Atlanta United and TFC is that big money is spent on game changers. That is simplified, but that is a factor in getting to conference finals. Tuesday, 9 o'clock, that's tomorrow night, LAFC, Seattle. I assume you're probably going to be watching the Astros. I might have to tape that one myself because I got to go loyal to the Stros. Wednesday, Atlanta United versus Toronto FC. Good games. Single elimination games. And then, a week from the weekend, you'll have an MLS Cup final. It'll be all said and done. 713-780-3776. I'm picking LAFC against Atlanta United for the MLS Cup final, although Toronto FC is capable. Bob Bradley against Frank DeBoer in the final. That wouldn't be bad. NWSL has a champion, North Carolina Courage. And Vlatko Andonovsky is the new women's coach. He will take over for Jill Ellis, who goes out. Two straight World Cup wins, 2015, 2019. Some great service from Jill Ellis. Loved her reign in charge of the U.S. women. Let's go to the phone lines again, 713-780-3776. Brendan, how are you, Brendan?
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing today?
Very good, Brendan. You?
Doing well. I wanted to talk about Tab. Personally, I'm really excited about him coming to the team, but I'm wondering how long of a leash he'll really have. You know, him, this being his first pro club and him being all his coaching experience on the youth side, I'd like to see him really grab hold of our academy, but that's going to take a long time to develop. So I wonder, you know, if we have a bad year next year, how long will they give him to actually develop something?
Well, let's examine a couple things. Has the leash ever been short for any manager for the Houston Dynamo? No. Where
Owen
is it?
Coyle.
Yeah, but he left. I don't know if he was fired. I think he left. He left.
Might have been on his own.
Per agreement, yeah. No, I think he's. If you're not bringing Todd Ramos here and you're not allowing him time to do work, remember, this is his first job on a daily basis. And we're going to talk about this in our interview tonight. He's fully aware of this. He's checking all the boxes to get this opportunity in Major League Soccer. He's coming to a tremendous soccer market, which he has studied. Okay, I can assure you that. He's a smart, intelligent guy. And as you mentioned, he has a tremendous background in the development of players. He's coming from an under-20 national team where you get teams for camps and 10, 11 days, et cetera, et cetera. He's now going to be coaching a team on a daily basis, right? Each and every day he's going to go to a training session as he builds his team, as he builds its purpose of play, and all the other wonderful things that he can do. He's going to be great. He's going to be great for the media, I believe, 100%. This guy is passionate about soccer. This is an incredible hire, I think, for the Dynamo. That said... That said, you know, down the road, we'll find out more about, you know, will investment follow Tab? Will he have greater control over the ideas and the direction of the youth academy? Because look, we've treaded water for years. We haven't produced players in Houston. Come on. And I've said this before, so I don't want to labor on this stuff. We've talked about all this before, but I think Todd Ramos is going to have plenty of time to get things going. But I think he also knows with where the club has been over the last quite a while now, lack of playoffs, the vision side of it, I think he knows, yeah. And that there is a sense of urgency, and he wants to get things done, and rather sooner rather than later. But we also have to understand as a fan base that there's a lot that will go into this, but I do think he's going to get the time. I don't think there's such a thing as a short leash. I think he's going to get the time to really put this together, and I think this is a great hire by the Dynamo.
Yeah, I think so, too, and it's been really good to see Dynamo get some media attention across the nation for it. So really setting a good tone for the next year. Hope it continues.
Yeah, I'm with you, Brendan. And by the way, listen in, he'll be on the show in the second hour tonight.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Brendan, thank you very much. 713-780-3776. Brendan is happy about the Todd Ramos signing. So am I. Are you? 713 713- 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Andrew Carlson, let's pull up a little of the Christian Pulisic post-match sound. Chelsea's 4-2 win over Burnley. It's a hat trick for him. Let's go to soundbite number one. I can't believe it.
It's incredible. Honestly, I can't believe it. The goals were amazing today. I mean, it was a really good team performance. I just wish in the end we could have kept a clean sheet. You know, I lost the ball. I'm not happy with it, so I still got room to improve.
That's a relieved Christian Pulisic. Soundbite number two, what it's like to play in this Chelsea team.
It's incredible. These guys are so fun to play with.
And it looks like I messed up here, Glenn. For whatever reason, this clip seems to be the exact same. Hold on, and we'll try this one more time.
It's incredible. These guys are so fun to play with. I think we just have so much energy. But some of the more experienced guys also bring a really nice touch to the team. And right now it's just enjoying every moment of it.
Oh, you know, like a good defender, you got to have recoverability. Andrew Carlson, you just proved it. You are a defender that if you get beat once, you still can recover. Unlike a lot of them, that once they're beat once, they don't have a second chance. Let's go to number three. Soundbite number three, Christian Pulisic. Normal to wait for opportunity. And, hey, soccer fans here in the U.S., listen carefully.
I mean, it's normal. You know, I came to the team, and I wanted to make an impact. And it's not going to start, you know, happen right away, so I had to prove myself and continue to work. And I'm happy I could go out and help the team today.
All right, then we go to Manchester United, 3-1 win at Norwich City. We learned that the United still can't take penalties, but we also learned that Scott McTominay continues to grow at United. United's first goal is scored by he himself.
Pereira, missed by everybody except Cantwell, and Manchester United go in front. First time finish from Scott McTominay.
So they get goals from also from Marcus Rashford, Anthony Martial, and then here's OGS, a.k.a. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, post-match.
Well, two away wins in 3 days is not bad. So we're playing. Yeah, I know. It's been, of course, too long, but it's great to have it done. And, of course, this performance was a pleasing thing. It's a difficult place to come to. But when we're as focused and concentrated and on the front foot as we were today, we can beat anyone away from home.
So there you heard it. When we play like that, we can beat anyone away from home. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And there is some interesting news about Manchester United and them potentially being bought. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. But there may be a bit of legs to that. By the way, I got to go back to the Chelsea-Burnley match because many people have talked about Frank Lampard and maybe he's favoring certain players, Mason Mount, these kinds of things. Well, this is natural with coaches. Coaches will trust certain people. Coaches have a pecking order. Here is Frank Lampard talking about Christian Pulisic and being delighted for him.
No, absolutely delighted for him. A lot of talk around Christian for the big price tag, for the fact of he's quite rightly a star in his country, plays for the USA so well and captain of. So you get asked questions about it. From my point of view, and I'm delighted to see him do that today because I know the backstory, I know the pressures of a move like that. I also know he played for his country through the summer and had 1 week break this summer, so came back after all that. Then you get the pressure of can you settle in the Premier League? So I've tried to deal with it in the way I see best, which is to give him minutes. He's played games this season already, but I've also got competition in that area, and I need them all on edge. I need them all trying to perform when they get in the team and play. And Christian's been doing that recently, been doing it from the bench, fully deserved his start today, and was a fantastic match-winning performance.
I want them all on edge. Did you hear what Frank Lampard said? I want them all on edge. Anybody go to the Tool concert last night?
I know our very own Tyler Scott did. I did not, but I've heard it was a fun time.
I was there. It's definitely different. I've never seen Tool in concert before. It's very visual. I'm a music man. This is a song by Tool, Stinkfist. This is one of their older songs. Any Tool fans out there that are soccer fans, I'd love to hear from you. 713-780-3776. Don't laugh. I guarantee you there are Tool fans that are soccer fans, Andrew Carlson. Careful with that, the 24-year-old, you know. You weren't even around when these guys were putting albums out. I don't think, right?
You're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. That's because they're in their 50s. Their drummer's the same age as me. But I will tell you, my brains were battered from last night. They are loud. It's good, though. It's good. It's different. I'm glad I experienced it. Buddy of mine, Joel, got me a ticket. He claims they're the greatest band in the world. Not for me, but I do appreciate what they did. They're unique. Maynard's pretty hip. It's a singer that doesn't want to talk to the crowd. He hides in the background, and then he just walks off after. It was pretty cool. All right, so we're going to go to break now. Quick word here for my good friends at Advantage BMW. I've driven one for years. Advantage BMW Midtown. Remember, it's in Midtown. That's where you got to go. The customer service amazing. They'll cover you, sales, service, finance. They do it easy. You get down there, you get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Philip, Justin, get down there, see these guys. They're great friends. They're soccer fans as well. And they've taken care of me for years down there. It's Advantage BMW Midtown, and it's time for a break.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Here come Chelsea, threateningly. Pulisic, the step over on the left. Forwards, and he scores! What a moment for Christian Pulisic! His first Premier League goal!
You got to love this song. Maximus Dan, Soca Train. You got to get on that Soca Train. Trinidadian, Soca music. Takes you right to the Caribbean. I'll have a, can you bring me a Crujian and pineapple, please?
Yeah, let me just get the intern right on that, Glenn.
Yeah. We have a good time around here. Go to the green room and get me that bottle of, Crujian will be thanked. Maybe Crujian will be a sponsor of the show. Crujian, the light. All right, so that's Maximus Dan. That's a cool song. For that, we had Tool, Stinkfist. That's one of their older songs. And again, we're streaming at ESPN975.com. Again, here's the rundown. Here's who we have in the second hour tonight. You'll get Tom Ramos, the new Dynamo coach. You're going to get Paul Riley, North Carolina Courage. They win the championship again. By the way, this was over in 30 minutes. Sellout crowd in Cary, North Carolina. Pretty interesting, though, because 24 hours after winning the title, Paul Riley has a lot to say about the women's game in this country, and you're going to hear it tonight. And Tom Ramos, you're going to find out. He has a lot of knowledge about this market. He's studied it, and this is what I think is going to be a game-changing managerial change for the Houston Dynamo. Ambitious, young, talented, technical player in his own right. I think we'll know how to deal with those technical players. A guy like, Tomas Martinez, this is the kind of guy that is a good type of manager for a Tomas Martinez, because they're similar type players, very technical players, no question. By the way, he was the first ever signing for Major League Soccer. I'll never forget, they did an event at the Palladium in New York, which was then a big club and a big concert place. And they wheeled everybody out in these differing uniforms. And they were some of the most outrageous. If you go back to look at the 96 uniforms in Major League Soccer, you're going to wish you had a few of those throwbacks. You'd probably want to wear those out to the pub. Pretty cool. He was on the Metro stores. All right, 713-780-3776 tonight. Tom Ramos, this is the new Dynamo manager. Your thoughts on that? We're very excited about it. Want to know what you are thinking about it. Also, the Christian Pulisic hat trick. Let's talk about that. And then also, let's talk about Zlatan Ibrahimovic and how he goes out in Major League Soccer. Good or bad for the league? 713-780-3776. For you, Andrew Carlson, was Zlatan good for the league?
As a whole, yes, but the way he goes out leaves such a bad taste in the mouth of anyone who cares about the league and how it looks. Just not just to soccer fans, but to the general sport fan in the United States, because Zlatan is one of the few names in the league that connects with everybody. Whether you're a soccer fan, whether you're a football fan, whether you're a baseball fan, everybody knows Zlatan. And when he commits an act like he did leaving the field in what was probably his last MLS appearance, it has to leave a bad taste in the mouths of fans.
Yeah, it was pretty ugly. He grabbed himself between his legs. He's got kids. I don't get that. But then there are others like Victor Ariza. You're giving him a pass, aren't you? Victor Ariza's given Zlatan a pass for the way he exited the LA game.
Well, is this who's the target market here? We're trying to go to the hardcore soccer fan, or are we trying to be a family game, or the soccer mom culture? What are we trying to do?
Trying to be both.
Well, we could be a little both. Now, look, in all seriousness, I think it's a bad way to go out. It looks horrible. Obviously, this is the kind of stuff that I would slide. Not okay, but in the heat of the moment, rivalry game, guy was competitive, wanted to win. Overall, that's not going to define his MLS
career.
Wait,
so it's acceptable in the heat of the moment to grab yourself between your legs? I mean, something that happens all the time?
It's not acceptable, but I mean, this is an athlete that likes to compete, that wants to win. You don't see any other player on the Galaxy.
Well, at what point do you have a standard? I mean, so that means that's the fallback position. Anytime you lose, you can behave any way you want.
Then where's the response from the league? They didn't condemn the act. They didn't come out with a statement.
Well, I'm not talking about the league right now. I'm talking strictly about his act and what it means to you, what it means to me, and what it may mean potentially to fans. That's all. I mean, he's got kids. How does he go home and talk to his kids about that?
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, doesn't let him watch games. I don't have kids. I can't relate to that.
Daddy's playing tonight, but you cannot watch the game. All right. So anyway, let's take that out of it. For me, I still think that out of it, that ruined it. Okay. That's sad. And that was always
the point.
Just let me finish. That was always a potential with a guy that's that outrageous. And look, the media's stoking him. His club is telling him to be like this. Okay. So that is always a risk that you take. Now, he also scored some of the most outrageous goals that were ever scored in MLS history. So if you're listening in tonight, we want to know what you thought of Zlatan. Are you going to miss him in Major League Soccer? 713-780-3776. So you feed the beast, then the beast goes over the top at the end, and hey, it's don't let the door hit you, in the back on the way out.
Well, I mean, you go and listen to some of his post-game stuff, he has a point. They're asking him about the game, if he's going to come back, et cetera. And one of his quotes, I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, was, look where you guys are. And there was a big media huddle. I saw it. You couldn't walk through that hallway. There's a big media huddle of guys waiting to interview him. He's like, look where you guys all are, right? You guys should be over there interviewing LAFC. They're the ones that won the game. Mm-hmm. Look at us right now. We're not talking about Carlos Vela. We're not talking about LAFC in that dramatic 5-3 win. We're talking about Zlatan.
Yeah, but you're going off topic because now you're talking about media coverage. I get that. He also said that the league is nothing without him. Yes, he is a story, but we already knew that. We established that. We knew that before we got on the air tonight. We're going to hit the phone lines here. Want to get Caleb on the show? Caleb, what's on your mind? Hi, Caleb.
Hey, yes. How are you?
Good, Caleb. How are you, buddy?
All good, man. I am from Honduras over 30 years.
Ah, catrachos, catrachos.
Exactly, yes, sir.
Los catrachos.
Yes, sir. And, I've been pretty much blessed, being able to live the American culture, not just football or soccer, how you want it to be called, okay?
Yes.
So I'm all sports. I'm everything. I'm news. I'm a sport. As a matter of fact, I do a talk show on radio, and I own a Spanish newspaper here in the Houston area. Okay?
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Caleb. Thank you for calling the show.
Yes, sir. And about Zlatan, okay?
Okay.
I don't like him. I don't like him. I know him as a very good player. And you know what, the football itself has changed a lot, okay? So the talented players, you know, such as men, Bella, Palacic, you know, these guys are very talented. Zlatan is a giant. That's what they be playing football, okay?
Okay.
So he's an even playing football. And about his behavior, you know, I just don't. I don't. There is, he is a person that I wouldn't pay to see. Just because he's a giant, he shouldn't be playing soccer, he should football, he should be playing basketball or any other sport.
Well, I'm going to stop you there, Caleb. I got to stop you, because just because he's a giant doesn't mean he's just all athlete. That man, technically, for his size, is a tremendous soccer player. Look, you saw some of the goals he scored this year. He has scored scored goals in the greatest leagues in the world. The only thing he didn't do, he never won a Champions League title. But don't tell me this guy is not a good soccer player because he's a tall man.
Remember, it's my opinion, right?
Right, right. Okay. So that's your opinion. I know, but I had to step in for Zlatan because me and him hang out in L.A. and I wanted to defend him.
Yes. And the thing about it, you know, the way he behaves, the way he disrespects journalists. I see him in an interview with this Mexican guy. When he asked him, where you from? When he say, I'm from Mexico, he said, oh, I was wondering. You know, that's not a way to treat somebody who is doing a job. He can be the greatest player. But I just don't like the way he behaves. I opened the door for him, and the MLS is doing a great job. The United States, you know, when I came to this country, it was Cosmos, it was Pelé, it was Sinaglia.
Correct.
It was Tav, it was Marcelo, you know?
Yes.
And these guys created a beautiful image for people to follow. These young people that we have playing football or soccer now, it has a lot to do with us. Guys, the way that those guys treated the game, the way that those guys treat the game, treat the people two or days, and Zlatan is not a person.
So, Caleb, I'm gonna say you're in your late 40s, early 50s. Am I right?
I'm 55.
Okay, so I'm close because you remember. Yes. See, you're kind of like me. We bridge the old school, where it really was all about soccer. There was no social media. It was about professionals. It was about the passion of the game. These were, and I'm not saying that's not here now, because it is here, but it was a little bit more old school, and we honored the focus that people had on the game. Now it's a little bit different. It's celebrity. It's people trying to become stars. It's social media, and it's very, very different. So I can understand where you're coming from. So I got your point on Zlatan. How about on Tab Ramos?
Oh, I love him. I love him. I love the job that he did in with the youth teams. I love him as a person. And, you know, we have in Houston, you know, beautiful Honduras players. I like the Dynamo. I've been in a few games. And I'm glad that they finally have a coach that we know. You know, when you bring Colombians, when you bring other nationalities to the MLS, it's okay. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's us here, the people who see the team. And when you put somebody like Tab Ramos on Dynamo, man, you know what? He makes me want to come and see the team. Yeah. Because I know Tab. He worked with youth people, with the very youngsters, and I know he will do a very good job. And I know there is many people like me who will be very grateful to have a coach that I know for a long time. You know, I hear his name for so many years, maybe 20 years, through MLS, through the United States.
Yes. Caleb, can you wait on the line through commercial break? I have a question for you when we come back. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Please do that. I'm glad you called into the show, and just stick with us. I'm gonna ask you something on the way back. Okay?
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll be here.
All right. So I like that from Caleb talking about Zlatan. What do you think about Zlatan and Tab Ramos? 713-780-3776. Zlatan, polarizing figure. Victor Ariza is his number one apologist right now. No. Hey, listen, you know I loved Zlatan to the league, too. He brought a lot of eyeballs. He brought a lot of attention. By the way, scored 30 goals in 28 games this year. Okay, that's nothing to sneeze at. No matter what you want to say about the guy, he has scored goals. All right, we're going to take a break here. The break is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are the presenting sponsors of this show. Also, our show in Austin. We have Soccer Matters in Austin, Texas as well now, Thursday nights from 8 to 9 Central Time. So they have a little bit more of an Austin feel, a little bit local feel in that market. But we appreciate that on Horn FM in Austin, Texas. All right, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Thank you for promoting the sport of soccer and Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right. I'm going to make this a proclamation here. There is no soccer show in the United States that has a better music selection than my show. I'm going to be like Zlatan and be braggadocious without the physical motion that he provided when he was going to the locker room. Okay? Where else do you hear Tool? Where else do you hear Pearl Jam? And Carry Fire by Robert Plant. By the way, Robert Plant is still making incredible music. And you can find him in Austin sometimes. He's a big Wolves fan. All right. Welcome back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. Yes, we do have the best break music in the all-time history of any soccer programming on the radio. I say it again. 713-780-3776 is the number. By the way, I got a pair of tickets at the end of this segment to, I believe it's Club America Monterrey Rayados, right? Yes. The Aguila Tour, November 16th. It's a Saturday. So I got a pair of tickets to that match tonight at the end of this segment. This show brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, Glenn Davis, Andrew Carlson, Victor Ariza, here in the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 studios. We're going to go back to the phone lines, again, courtesy of John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. Caleb, here's what I wanted to ask you, Caleb, before I let you go. And you make great points about Todd Ramos and all the work he's done in the youth game. This is a guy that, you know, just isn't expecting to be handed a job. He has worked his way up to this. He is more than deserving of getting this opportunity for the Houston Dynamo. I don't think there's any question. You put it all together, this is a good package getting him. I'm excited for our market. I'm excited to see where this goes with the Houston Dynamo. But I want to ask you a couple things. I want to ask you about Ramel Kyoto. You watch the Dynamo. You watch Kyoto. What's the problem with Ramel Kyoto?
Where are we coming from? You know, we come from places. I'm from Honduras, and I've been here, you know, for the last 30 years. I'm 55, so I got to see and I follow players like Kyoto. You know, he was a beautiful player. You know, when he came up to Dynamo, he was a very dynamic player, so that it was enjoyable to see him playing. But see, when it comes to these people making money, the money go in there and give them the big head, and they don't know. They don't know how to handle that. They become stars. They become people with name whose name is called just about more than 100 times a week, you know, in when it comes to football.
So you're saying, Caleb, you're saying money's the issue there. And listen, we have that with American athletes too. This is nothing that's foreign to American athletes ever. But you're saying that all of a sudden, because you're getting paid this kind of money, it's very hard for people to handle this. But then I'll say Boniac Garcia doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
Yeah, but if you look at the blood of Boniac, he is a very sweet guy. He's a very charming guy. Fair. He's a guy that plays with a smile on his face all the time. And he's a guy that you can see as a person, he is a very grateful. It was another player that at one time was with Dynamo. That was Carlos Costley.
Of course.
And Carlos Costley was a very good player, a strong guy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't that, I would say, he didn't have that big personality as a Kyoto. But this guy, at least he knew how to handle pressure. He knew he was out in different countries, so he knew how to handle money. So with people like Kyoto, the problem with him is that he became, you know, he didn't know how to handle the benefit that he had, the fame, the money, and he just couldn't handle that. And he made it to the point that he became too famous too soon, and he didn't know how to handle that. And that's the biggest problem with people.
Why isn't there anybody around these guys to help them with that? Whether it's their countrymen, their national team, there's people in life that can help you. And you know, don't want to listen to people.
Yeah, he was doing okay. He was doing okay until he blew up in that game when he got that red card.
New York City FC at Yankee Stadium.
And when you got to see the bad of him, it was too bad then for somebody to help him. I don't think people were expecting him to do that. If people wouldn't know that he was going to explode like that, I'm pretty sure people, they wouldn't put him in there. You know, they would help him. And he just...
Yeah, but I'd have to say this, Caleb. Look, he's had a trail of incidents prior, both on and off the field and off.
Yes.
Both on and off the field. At some point, you're going to wear your welcome out with people. No matter how good of a soccer player you may be, you are going to wear out your welcome. I think that's what happened. I don't feel the Dynamo were ever as dangerous without him and Elise on the field at the same time, quite frankly. Now, that leads me to Albert Elise. Is Albert Elise more grounded? Because he seems a lot more mature as a younger man.
Well, when Ellis come to Dynamo, he came at a very young age. Remember, he was less than 20 years old. He came from Monterrey. And at that time, Kyoto was about 26 years old. He's about 28, 29 right now. So Ellis has to be very careful because Ellis know what he wants. He wants to go to Europe, and he needs to take care of himself. So Kyoto, and I will tell you this about Kyoto, okay? I don't think he will recover. You can put him on another team, but I don't think he'll have the strength. I don't think he has the drive to recover to become the player that he was at one time. You know, if I have to tell you, Kyoto is done. He can try all he wants, but he has to go back to Honduras and find a team over there. I don't think he will recover from this incident. I don't think he will go back to be the same player that he was. I don't think so. I don't think he has the capacity to
mental recover. Are you talking about the mental strength?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right.
He's being hurt. His mind been hurt. His heart is hurt. And I don't think people will trust him enough. And I don't think he'll recover. I don't think he will be recovered.
Well, Caleb, listen, thank you so much. I really love how decisive you are about some of the opinions you have, and appreciate you calling in. Continued success with all your media ventures, and thank you so much for calling the program tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I listen to you most of the time when I'm driving. I drive a lot, okay? God bless, and thanks, America, for football. Thanks, America. Thanks, God, for the MLS, man. We enjoy the heck out of it.
Caleb, thank you very much.
And thank God for your show, too. You have a beautiful show.
Thank you, Caleb. All right, those are the calls you want. Now, that's interesting from Caleb, who obviously is in the media. He has followed Kyoto. He has followed the Dynamo. Very interesting stuff. All right, I'm going to segue now into LAFC and the LA Galaxy, El Tráfico. Everybody was really excited about this. It ended 5-3 LAFC. And our own Victor Ariza, via the Soccer Matters Learjet, his private jet, flies out to Los Angeles, takes in the game with the likes of Will Ferrell. I saw you hobnobbing with all the L.A. people. Tell us your experiences about being at the bank there in this game, because this was a watershed moment for Major League Soccer. Would you agree?
I think it's one of the most talked about games in playoff history. I don't know where it ranks with all the other ones, but for sure, in this rivalry and what this rivalry is starting to become in Major League Soccer, it means that much. as far as being there, I think it's everything that it's touted to be. The supporters, I mean, it's amazing to see, you know, the whole wall of the 3252 and all singing in unison. And it's not just them. It's captivating the entire stadium. I mean, you're in their pregame and you see, you know, kids, right, singing and chanting along, you know, and that's kind of where it starts, right?
It's crazy how fast it happened, right?
Well, it's people have bought in. And I would say that just from me walking around the stadium, it's got to be at least 50% Hispanics in there, if not more. I mean, maybe 70%. I mean, and I, you know, I always hear about how we can never convert the Liga MX fans. Dude, I'm looking at, you know, an older gentleman in an LAFC jersey and an LAFC hat, like if this was Cruz Azul or something.
Oh, we heard that down here. They'll never, ever support another. Yes, they will. That's nonsense. That's a fallback position because you're not good enough at attracting Hispanics and Latino soccer fans, however you want to say it, that are passionate about it and live and breathe it.
Well, they're definitely attracted in L.A. And, you know, I see a parent there with his kid, and he's got like a little luchador mask, LAFC style. There's Mexican vendors all around the stadium. So, you know, so you got food. I mean, it's just it's a
fiesta. Yeah, it's a party. I mean, it's fun. It's supposed to be fun.
It's not just, and I just say Hispanics because that's what I can relate to and that's what I see out there, but it's not just Hispanics. They've woven in all kinds of communities in there. I mean, like you said, you got Magic Johnson in there with the Hawk at the beginning. You got Will Ferrell, you know, owners that are involved, right, in that sense of the whole show. The TIFO by the 3252 for Carlos Vela. And not just those. I mean, look, I'm always a little glad that I'm walking around seeing some of the LA Galaxy fans. And I can swear to you, I think I saw more Mauricio Cienfuegos LA Galaxy jerseys than I saw Donovan and Beckham jerseys.
From the old days, yeah. El Salvador, the man of 100 fires. Cienfuegos, one of the great playmakers in Major League Soccer, all 5'5" of them. One of the best from El Salvador.
So, I mean, it was a cool game to see. It's going to live on as one of the better games in playoff history.
It was good. It was a big day for MLS and ends up 5-3. Then you had Atlanta United beating TFC, Josef Martinez and Julian Gressel, who's in contract talks, who, by the way, was using the media a little bit to kind of spike those right ahead of their conference final. So one other thing we want to talk quickly about, Serginho Dest, the 18-year-old, has committed to the United States. We don't win a lot of things when it comes to soccer against the Netherlands and the Dutch. But we got Serginho Dest. All right, this is one of our first ever wins over the Netherlands, even though it's not on the playing field. Anyway, for the time being, he can always switch back. But I think the fact that he came through the U.S. youth systems. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask Tab Ramos, who has coached Serginho Dest, about him coming up. This is a kid that at 18 years of age has played in the Champions League, so it's pretty exciting. Victor, thank you for the synopsis of your trip to L.A. There were sightings of you on the Sunset Strip and at the Viper Room. So we appreciate you going out to L.A. and taking the scene in fully. You do look a little bleary-eyed, by the way.
Yeah, well.
You're still tired from that game, aren't you?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, it was a great moment and it was super exciting. And you know what? At the end of the day, soccer's got to be fun. We want that fun back here, and I think Tab Ramos is going to bring that fun back strictly because of the type of player he was. All right, we're going to take a break here. This segment's going to be racked up. We're bringing you a little Verve here. Right. It's a good playlist. I wonder who put this together. Who put the playlist together tonight?
Wasn't me.
By the way, Portland Thorns, 20,000 average. Speaking of what Victor just said about Hispanics and not being able to ever attract them because it's generational and they'll never turn over in the city they live in. Portland Thorns average 20,000. Bar set. NWSL, get your act together in your markets. 20,000. Don't tell me it's because it's Portland. All right. Going to take a break. Coming up second hour, Tab Ramos, Houston Dynamo. Coming up also is Paul Riley, North Carolina Courage. Very outspoken in this interview. And then we're going to get the great from the Athletic, Sam Stashkill, will be on. Right now, caller number 7 at 713-780-3776. Caller number 7, 713-780-3776. Courtesy of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, you get a pair of tickets to Club America, Monterrey, November 16th. We'll take a break. More to come. I live in a middle.
something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.